very often is a thing. Because it is all arrangement of His divine grace, Om Vishnupad, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhu. My beloved spiritual master. He is seeing. He had a great desire to preach Lord Chaitanya's message in the Western world. I am sure He is pleased to see so many young boys and girls as seriously engaged in preaching the gospel of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is my sister. So, His divine grace, my spiritual master, somehow or other, like me, that I should take up this responsibility. And on the first day I met him, I was a tiny, very young man, a nationalist, and engaged in a very responsible office. So one of my friends casually took me. I did not like to go, but I am very much thankful to that friend who is still living in Calcutta, that he forcibly took me to His divine grace. I was reluctant to see, because in our house my father used to receive so many sannyasins, but I was not very much satisfied with their dealings. So I thought that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj might be a similar man. So what business I have got to think? But this friend took me for safety. Yeah, why not see him? So I went on his request, and I was so profited. So on the first visit, he asked me that, educated boys like you, who should go to foreign countries and preach the gospel of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is great necessity. So I replied that we are foreign-dominated nation, India. We'll hear about our message. Actually, at that time, the foreigners were thinking Indians as very significant, because in the face of so many independent nations, India was dependent. There was a one poet, Bengali poet. He lamented that even uncivilized nations like China, Japan, and Burma was also dependent. They are independent, and only India is dependent on the Britishers. So anyway, my Guru Maharaj, he convinced me that dependence, independence, they are temporary. But we are concerned with the eternal benefit. need of the human mind. And therefore, into state of this matter, so I never thought that I will have to take up this matter by his order. Because it is, this incident took place in 1922, more than 6 years. Anyway, when I was officially initiated in 1933, just before 3 years of his passing away from this mortal world. So, at the last moment also, just a fortnight before his passing away, he wrote me the same thing. I wrote him one letter, and he replied the same thing, that he should try to preach this gospel among the persons who are conversant in English language. That will be very nice for you. So, I was dreaming sometimes that my Guru Maharaj is calling me and I am leaving my home and going behind. I was dreaming like that. And I was thinking, oh, I have to give up my home. My Guru Maharaj wants me to give up my home life and take a nap. So I was thinking, it is horrible. How can I leave my home? This is called Maya. Of course, it's a long story, but incidentally, I am speaking to you because you are my dear children. So I was thinking, how can I take sannyas and leave my home, my children? So that was a horrible thought for me. I was thinking seriously, oh, I will have to take this course. Guru Maharaj wants me. But actually, I did not like to give up my home life. But Guru Maharaj made me obliged to give up. So now, by his order, or by his plan, I gave up my home life. I gave up a few children. But Guru Maharaj is so kind that has given me so many nice children. So, by serving Krishna, nobody becomes loser. This is my practical example. Practical experience. Nobody. So I'm citing this example of my personal experience because just try to understand that before leaving my home, I was thinking that I may be in great trouble. Especially when I left my home for your country in 1965 alone. The government would not allow me to take any money. I had only a few books and 40 rupees, Indian 40 rupees. So, I came in New York in such condition. But by the grace of my spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, and by the grace of Krishna, everything happened by combined mercy of Krishna and spiritual mercy. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Guru Krishna Kripa Maya Bhakti Lata Beach. There shall be combined mercy of Krishna Guru. Then our mission of Krishna consciousness will be successful. This is the secret. Krishna is always within you. Ishvara sarvabhutanam vidyate arjana tishtati. Therefore, Krishna knows everything of your purpose. And he gives you opportunity to work as you have decided. If you decide to enjoy this material world, Krishna will give you intelligence how to become very nice businessman, very nice politician, very nice cunning man, so that you can earn money and enjoy senses. Krishna will give you intelligence. So many people are becoming very great in the estimation of material life. From very poor man, they are becoming millionaires. Now, they have got intelligence, certainly. Without intelligence, they cannot improve. But that intelligence is also given by Krishna. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, sarvasya chaham nidhisam nivishya. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Matsas vijjanam apoharancha. By me, there is memory, and by me, there is forgetfulness. So how Krishna is giving forgetfulness, also memory? That means, according to my desire. If I want to forget Krishna, and I want to enjoy this material world, you give me necessary intelligence so that I can forget Krishna for good, and I can enjoy this material world very nicely. It is not possible to enjoy this material world nicely. This is called illusion. Everyone is trying to enjoy this material world very nicely. That is illusion. There is no nice enjoyment. You can rise up to a very nice post, just like the President Kennedy, or great endeavor. He rose up to that post, and all of a sudden, you are cut down. So this material world is like that. You cannot have, and we say, undeterred, without any impediment later. No. Everything. You want to enjoy material enjoyment, and you have to face every step danger. This is the problem. So, one who is intelligent, as it is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Dev Bhaje Sevara Chetu, unless one is perfectly intelligent and perfectly clean, one cannot take to Krishna consciousness. So, that's all. Guru Krishna Kripaya Maya Bhakti Lata. Krishna is seated within everyone's heart. If we want Krishna sincerely, and how we want Krishna sincerely, that is the mercy of the spiritual master. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam gata. He gives the instruction that give up all this nonsense, your material activity. Just surrender unto me. But, people are not very interested, even open declaration by Krishna, that you just become surrender unto me, I will give you all protection from all sinful reactions. It just comes down to, but people still, they are so much attached to illusion, maya, that they cannot do it. But the spiritual master, he is so kind that he is begging from door to door, from country to country, from town to town. My dear ladies, my dear gentlemen, my dear boys, my dear girls, please, pay to Krishna. So therefore he is doing very confidential service to Krishna. Krishna as the Supreme Lord, he gives him the order. But the spiritual master executes that order practically. Therefore spiritual master is so, dear to Krishna. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. So Guru Krishna kripaya paaya bhakti lata. So the idea is that whatever I have brought Krishna consciousness message to your country, that is due to the grace of His divine, grace of my spiritual master, who is sitting here, and I am very glad that you have come here from San Francisco for your going to London mission, and in auspicious moment you have come, and so that there was going to be a ceremony, initiation ceremony, and so it is all auspicious symptoms, and let us be situated only in Krishna consciousness and act the missionary work, spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, that will make our life successful, and those who will take up this line of activities, they will be also very happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that anyone who will take this message of Krishna consciousness will be happy, and they will feel obliged to me. That is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That when people will take this message of Krishna consciousness all over the world, in every city and every town, they will feel obliged to me. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said like this. We have read in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So actually, the world is feeling so much distress by the arrangement of misarrangement of the leaders of the society. They have forgotten Krishna or God. They are thinking that by material advancement they will be happy. That is never possible. Just try to spread this message of Krishna consciousness. It is very easy and very apt. Everyone can accept. So, on this occasion, when you have come here from San Francisco, prepared to go to London, so my hearty welcome to you, and please do this missionary work very nicely, and Krishna is pleased about it. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Natakasmat manasyesu kachit netriya kriptam. Anyone who is trying to spread this Krishna consciousness movement is the most dear friend of Krishna. If you want to please Krishna, Krishna says that anyone who is trying to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, he is my most dear friend. Natakasmat manasyesu kachit netriya kriptam. Nobody is so dear to me as such person who is trying to spread Krishna consciousness movement in the world. So, you are all placed to satisfy Krishna. So, if you take up this work seriously, Krishna will be very much pleased. Thank you. Now, we come for us. Those are to be initiated, and today there will be third ceremony for the students who have chanted Hare Krishna for at least 1 year. So I think you are four. Mukunda, Gurudas, Samsunda. You are prepared? And Mahabodhi, you are also prepared? Huh? No, it's the third ceremony. Yes. So come for us, sit down. One, two, three, four. And you also? You come? Guard, you also come. You have read mantra. That's the mantra. Sit down. No. Is there any name? Sutta Bhavan? Sutta Bhavan? No. So her name, Sutta Bhavan Das. S-A-T-Y-A-B-H-A-M-A. Sutta Bhavan Das. So, this is the process, you know, from beginning from here. Each beat, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. There are 10 kinds of offenses while chanting. You should avoid 10 kinds of offenses. So, in this belief, summary, I can explain that Satan Ninda. The Krishna conscious person can never blaspheme any person, any religious leader who is trying to spread Krishna consciousness or God talk. In any country, in any religion, anyone who has tried to spread God consciousness to the people, they are all respectable persons. Those who are atheists, those who do not believe in God, or those who personally declare that I am God, we have nothing to do with such persons. But anyone in any country who accepts God as the Supreme, Krishna as the Supreme, Krishna to Bhagavan Sam, such persons are respectable persons and we should offer all our respect to them. We have unnecessarily, we do not want to criticize anyone, but when there is necessity, because we are preachers, it may be sometimes we face with opposite elements, so we have to criticize and that is fair. Generally, we don't praise or eulogize somebody or criticize somebody. That is our not business. Our business is Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, always thinking that we are eternal servants of Krishna. In Sutisasana Ingalam, no scriptures of the world shall be declared. Any scripture which is preaching about God consciousness, there is bona fide. It may be in some scripture the information of God is not fully explained, but if the idea target is God, there is a scripture. So, generally, Sutisasana means Vedas, the books of knowledge. So, one should not go
Jnana, the books of knowledge, just as we are studying Bhagavad Gita. So, Sutta-shastra-nirvana, nobody should criticize or malinterpret the statements in this scripture. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This should not be interpreted because this is chanting. Hare means addressing the energy of Krishna, and Krishna is Lord Himself. So we are addressing O energy of Krishna, O Krishna, Rama, O the Supreme Enjoyer. Hare, the same energy, spiritual energy. Our prayer is, please engage me in your service. We are all engaged in some sort of service. There is no doubt about it. But we are suffering. By rendering service to Maya, we are suffering. The Maya means the service which you offer to somebody, that somebody is not satisfied, and you are also offering service, you are not satisfied. He is not satisfied with you are not satisfied with him. This is called Maya. That's why recently they are posters right. This is most important department of the state. The state is offering them salary to the best capacity, but still the postmen, they are not satisfied. And they are offering service to the state is also not satisfied. So Maya service is like that. You go on throughout whole life. There are many examples, just like in your country, in our country, President Kennedy, he wanted to give service to the country, but the people are not satisfied, somebody killed him. Gandhi, whole life, he engaged himself to the service of the country, but he was killed by his country. This is called Maya, that you offer service to somebody, he is not satisfied, you are not satisfied. Nobody is satisfied. Therefore, one should be intelligent. What kind of service I am rendering? The man whom I in the family, suppose a gentleman, throughout his life, he has served the family, asked his wife, are you satisfied for what you have done for me? Asked his son, are you not satisfied? So this is karma. So one should be intelligent that why I am wasting my time this way? When there is no satisfaction, therefore I must render service to Krishna. If I render service to Krishna, then Krishna will be satisfied and everyone will be satisfied. And I shall be satisfied. Because I am also part and parcel of Krishna. The same example. If you supply foodstuff to the stomach, then stomach is Krishna. Then you are satisfied, suppose you mean individual part, this hand is supplying sweet ball to the stomach, so this hand is satisfied, this hand also satisfied. And this head is also satisfied, this head is also satisfied. Similarly, anyone who serves Krishna, the Krishna being satisfied, that means to speak about Krishna. Yes, I pour water on the root. The branches, the leaves, the flowers, the fruits and everything. The immediate. Pay tax to the government, central government, the tax is distributed. There is different departments, municipal departments, this government, that department. Therefore, the people are missing the center. They are trying to satisfy one another, and nobody is there. And by illusion, they cannot understand this mystery. Everyone is very much proud. I am serving my country. And he does not know that somebody, his countryman, will come and kill. He doesn't know that. This is my... So, one should be intelligent to serve Krishna. This prayer, Hare Krishna, means Krishna and so much harassed by the service of this Maya. Now please engage me in your service. This is our prayer. And as soon as I am engaged in Krishna's service, then I will be satisfied, Krishna will be satisfied, the whole world will be satisfied. So nobody should be interpreting any other way. This is direct. Namna Samada. Or to imagine some meaning. No imagination. It is called direct interpretation or direct meaning. Then, namna balad jasati papa buddhi. One should not commit sin. The four principal sins, we have several times repeated, again we have repeated, that all sins are based on four principal headings. Illicit sex life and non-vegetarian diet, gambling and intoxication. It's very scientific. If one can avoid these four principles of sinful activity, he becomes pure. He hasn't got to do much. If these four principles are followed, he will never touch any sinful activity. But if somebody thinks that because I am chanting Hare Krishna and by chanting I become free from all sinful reactions, therefore let me do all nonsense, no. There is a difference. Nāmnā bala jatsahi pāma buddhi, then it should be avoided. And kāmma subhakriyāmati pramāna. That's why we are having this function. There are many auspicious functions in every religious system. But it is not like that. It is transcendental, it is spiritual. It is not ordinary religious rituals. Chanting of Hare Krishna is not a ritualistic method. It is transcendental. It is natural, original relationship. So, this should be avoided. And the conception of realizing oneself as this body, self-realization, no. That should be avoided. And one should not be inattentive while chanting. In this way, 10 kinds of offenses. Of course, in the beginning, because our life is contaminated, there may be so many fall down, but we should be careful. The more we become careful, the more we chant Hare Krishna without any offense, the more we quickly become advanced. Just like a person taking medicine, if he takes all care, then the medicine affects very quickly and the disease is cured very quickly. Similarly, if we take precaution of these 10 kinds of offenses, of course by chanting gradually everything will be clear. But still, we must be very cautious. We fall down. That Krishna will save us if we are sincere. So these 10 kinds of offenses should be avoided, and at least 16 rounds we must chant. All the Goswamis in Vrindavan, they had a limited, not limited, a number fixed. That so many times I shall chant. So we are offering only minimum 16 rounds. That it will take 16 rounds, it will take about at most 3 hours. So, if you are out of 24 hours, you should engaged at least 3 hours for chanting. Then this is the beginning of initiation, and those who have chanted at least for 1 year, then the next initiation is to offer in Gayatri Mantra. Some of the students, boys and girls, will be offered this Gayatri Mantra. And when the Gayatri Mantra is offered, the men, they are offered also sacred prayer. And girls, they are not offered sacred prayer. If their husband is a Brahmin, he or she automatically becomes Brahmin. Because wife is considered to be the half, better half. She is a better portion. So, she automatically becomes better Brahmin. Better Brahmin does not require any prayer. There is a Bengali proverb, Jana Bhavane Poited Dhatak. The proverb is that in India, if one has not Brahmin, a sacred prayer, he immediately understood that he must be belonging to the higher caste Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya. But if somebody knows that he is Brahmin or Kshatriya, he doesn't require to show the sacred prayer. Similarly, the wife of Brahmin is already known that he is Brahman, so she does not require to show the sacred prayer. So don't be sorry, because she will not be offered the sacred prayer. That's all. Now let us pass on the yajna. Now chant it. Mantra, morning, and no.